Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hit it a little more. Hallelujah. 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 We praise your name, Lord. We praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Lord. We praise your name. Hallelujah. For he is worthy to be praised. There's no other God like him. He is able to do what he says that he can do. Amen. He's able to supply all of your needs. Hallelujah. 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 Amen, amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you from the deep south. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are on the air live. Amen. We want to welcome our listeners to the show today. Amen. We're glad that you are part of the show today. Hey, don't forget about Friday night prayer conference call at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The guest preacher will be a member of the WOW team, Pastor Joseph Rao. You can call in at 1-605-475-4000. Access code is 494-670. Amen. Mark it on your calendar. Enter it in your phone so that you won't forget Friday night, because we're going to have some church. Somebody going to get healed. Somebody going to get delivered. And somebody going to get free. Amen. So you don't want to miss our Friday night prayer. Amen. I have with me today Prophetess Marsha. Amen. A powerful woman of God, a true prophet of God. And she is going to do our opening prayer. And let me get her on the air. Amen. Prophetess Marsha, you're live and on the air. Amen.
Amen, amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for today, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, that there will be a word spoken today, Lord God, that will change the people's lives, Father. Father, we know that you have anointed the speaker, Lord God, of today, Father, to bring forth your word, Lord God. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. We just thank God for that awesome prayer. This is what you will get on Friday night prayer, a prayer like this from a great woman of God. She's an intercessor. So when you call in Friday, expect that type of prayer, for the people are anointed on the WOW team. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you again, Prophetess Martha. I'm going to go ahead and get into the word, because we know that it is the word of God that is going to keep us. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to be coming from Matthew, the sixth chapter and verse 24. That's Matthew, the sixth chapter and verse 24. And the word of God reads, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon." And mammon simply means money, wealth, riches, anything that is a worldly good or substance. Amen. Glory to God. It says no man can serve or love to God. Amen. So the title of our message today is Trying to Love Too. trying to love too. Amen. We're going to talk about that today, trying to love and trying to serve too. Every one of us in our lives and our relationship, we have dealt with somebody trying to love too. Male or woman, male or female, we have been in some kind of relationship where we may not have been the first choice. Amen. Somebody was playing the love game. Amen. We're just going to go down memory lane for a moment. Amen. Glory to God. But I can remember back in the day when I was doing my own thing. I was in the church, but the church wasn't in me. Glory to God. And I can remember listening to the blues. I like the blues. Amen. And I was going to church, and on Sunday, I was at church with Todd and sleeping for the night before because we would go to these backyard barbecues and these holes in the wall, and the blues would be playing. Amen. Glory to God. But today, we're going to talk about trying to love too. And it was a blues singer. His name was William Bell. So if you get the opportunity, go out online and listen to a William Bell song, Trying to Love Too. Amen. Glory to God. And the song kind of go like this. Many times when people are going through in a relationship and they do find out that they're not that special one, amen, glory to God. And I can remember that when people were going around singing William Bell's song, they would say, trying to love too, sure ain't easy to do. When you're trying to love too, sure ain't easy to do. Amen. That's what he was singing back in the day when people were going through stuff in relationships. You know, God will minister to us through music. Amen. Glory to God. But today we're going to talk about trying to love too. Many times when people are playing games in relationships and in their lives or how they're living their lives. For example, when you're trying to love too, in other words, you're in the church, but you're living in a life of sin. In other words, you're going to church on Sunday, you're singing in the choir, you're preaching in the pulpit, you're praying for others and you need prayer for yourself because you're trying to love God and you're trying to love the things of the world and do the things of the world and living in sin. And the scripture that told us you can't do that. It said you're going to either hate one or either you're going to love one, but you can't love both of them at the same time. And oftentimes in our lives, many people are hurt because people have played that game trying to love too. We don't been there. Don't act. I'm going to tell you like my son said, my granddaughter, don't act like you're brand new. You've been down that road, and if you have not been down that road, you're going to go down that road. Either you're going to play the game on somebody or somebody's going to play the game on you. But whatever it is, it's not going to feel that good. Because, see, the Bible says that if you are trying to love God or loving God and trying to love the devil or loving the devil, you can't do it. It's no way possible because if you're going to live for God, God don't dwell in sin. Now, if you want to live for God, you got to change your whole life around and live for him and be obedient to his word. If you're going to live for the devil, you got to live for the devil because oftentimes people, they will get up in front of the church and other places living a double life. But you are living a double life, but your soul is being lost because of the fact that you're trying to fool, because see, you cannot fool God. God will not have no other God before him. He is a jealous God. He said, I got to be the God in your life. I got to be the awesome God in your life, and there can be no other. It's all about me, nothing but me. If it's anything else, you trying to love too, and your soul will be lost. Amen. Glory to God. When you trying to love too, it talks about how you were like the people are adulterous people. In other words, it's just like when we see people in relationship and they're unfaithful to their husband or their wife. That's an adulterous affair. Amen. And when you go back and listen to William Bell's song, he will tell you, he says, I have a woman on the inside. I have a woman at home with the word. That's my wife. But on the outside, I have a woman, which is a woman in the street. And he said, I'm trying to love two. I'm trying to be three people in one. But at first, he said it was easy. It was fun. But it got to a point where it was not fun anymore because he couldn't keep up everything that he was trying to do. He was trying to take care of the house. Now, we know a lot of that's going on in today. That is sin. That is sin. You're living in sin when you're living in an adultery relationship, if you're in fornication, if you're doing any type of sexual sin, that is living in the world and trying to live for God. You know how we do it? We get up in front of the churches. We get out in front of other people, and we're just acting holier than thou. But we're living another life, and you can't do that with God. You have to be obedient and live for him. Amen. Glory to God. Oftentimes, when we're trying to love too, we want to love the things of the world. We want to love money. We want to love our houses, our cars, our children, our grandchildren. Anything that we desire more than God is another God. You're trying to love too. You're trying to love too. You're trying to love the things that has no eternal value. Things that will cause your souls to be lost. You want to love those things, but you can't love too. That what the Bible says? Never see my can say what the word says. It said no man can serve two masters. For neither he will either hate one or love one. So you can't love God and the devil at the same time. There's no way possible that you can do it. And we're standing in relationship. I'm standing in relationship over my life. Well, I have not been the first choice. And those things hurt. But when people are playing those games with love, people love to play with love. There ain't nothing to play with. Because, see, God was serious about love when he came to us. Amen. Glory to God. He was very serious about that. And he don't want us and our souls to be lost. That's why you need to make a choice today to choose whether you're going to live for Jesus or you're going to live for the world. In other words, are you going to live for the things of the world? Are you going to live for the devil? Because when you love Jesus, you're going to live in the way of Jesus. You're going to walk in love. You're going to talk in love. You're going to respect others. You're not going to do those kind of games. You're not going to play no love games. You're not going to play those games. Because you have God within you, and because God sent Jesus, you have a choice. But the choice is yours. You need to come out of the world of sin, and you need to live for Jesus. You need to make your choice today while the blood is running warm in your veins, because you do have a choice. You cannot love two. It's no way. You're going to hate one, or you're trying to get one. Because see, many people, they really don't want God. They want what they can get from God. But they really want the world, and they live for the world. Money and power, that's what they want. They don't really want God. They want what they can get from God. Amen. You cannot fool God. And you have to know that the world will keep you if you want to be kept. If you want to be really kept, the world will keep you. You ain't got the love to. You ain't got the love to. You choose to love to. Amen. And when you're trying to love too, it's when you have a husband that has a wife, but he loves another man. It's when you're trying to love too, when you have a wife that has a husband and loves another woman. Amen. Glory to God. We have that kind of thing going on in the world today, and that's not of God. Matter of fact, it's abomination against God. You cannot love too. That's not of God. Amen. When you're trying to love too, amen, glory to God, it ain't easy to do, trying to love too. When you're trying to love too, and when you're trying to do the things of the world, you're being disobedient against God's word, you're living in sin, sin, sin. And you have a choice today. Don't let your soul be lost because you're trying to love too. Amen. Don't let your soul be lost because God has made a way for your soul to be saved, to be healed, and delivered and set free. You have to make the choice, and you need to make it today because the Son of Man is soon to return, and you need Jesus. Trying to love, too. Don't lose your soul trying to love, too. Amen. We are running out of time. Amen. Just remember, as William Bell said, trying to love, too, is hard to do. Amen. Glory to God, and you can't do it. You got to love God or even the devil, but you can't love two. Amen. Glory to God. I don't like to close the show without doing the invitation. So if you do not know Christ, amen, as your Lord and Savior, if you would say this prayer with me. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find you a Bible, believe in church. Get your Bible, begin to read it, and develop your relationship with Christ. Welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Just know that you cannot love God and the devil. Trying to love two is very hard to do. Amen. Glory to God. Choose this day who you're going to serve. Amen. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power both now and ever. Amen. Glory to God. Have a good week. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.